going to introduce Brian Higgins, who's with the Public Health and Survey Division of ICF International. Take it away. And this is the...
Sure. Well, I am not, obviously, Jackie Flieger, and she does send her regrets about not being here. She did want to come and present this, but she sent me instead, so you have to deal with me instead. So, and just to kind of give you a setup for this, a lot of the data that we're going to look at and going to talk about here are based on the 2011 health-related behavior survey from active duty military, and it includes DOD and Coast Guard. So as we go through this, I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about that survey, as well as some of the things that we found. My disclosure, we don't have any relationships to disclose, but if anybody would like to pay me for this, I'd be happy. I can give you my credit card number after the fact that you can pay off my bills is fine. So kind of moving forward, one of the things we've been able to go ahead and work through the data collection for the HRB survey, and that there's a report online that's actually hosted by Coast Guard. Senator Murray from Tennessee has actually posted that as well. But what we're doing now is really beginning to get into the data and kind of look more specifically at individual issues. And in this study, we really wanted to focus on PTS and how substance abuse and PTS was really related to suicide ideation and attempts in the active duty military. So what we're also looking at is we want to see, is there a differentiation between gender in regards to this relationship? So understanding our women who are now becoming much and more a part of our military and continue to be put in new and different roles, such as of last October, I believe, they're manning submarines in the Navy now and being in placed in frontline military units. We want to be able to understand what they're feeling and what the results of them undergoing PTS symptoms are as well. We're not quite sure how patterns of substance abuse for those who have PTS symptoms really relate to suicidality for both genders. So you can read the study aims. Again, as I've talked about, we're kind of wanting to see what are the differences in genders for binge drinking, for daily smoking, and prescription drug use. Please understand that this is prescription drug use and not misuse. So this is any type of use they have, prescribed or otherwise, and includes several. I'll show you what the different types of drugs that we looked at in a minute. And again, we want to know what these differences have in relationship to the risk for suicide, ideation, and attempts. A little bit about the survey. The health-related behavior survey has been done for the DOD services since 1980. It initially began looking at substance abuse for veterans coming home from Vietnam, and has since progressed into a flagship survey for DOD to really understand what the prevalence rates are across multiple different behavioral risk or health behavior risks, and I'll get into those in a minute. This is, again, the largest anonymous health-based survey that is done for DOD, and in 2006 we started actually including Coast Guard in part of the in terms of being able to do this. This was the first year that the 2011 was the first year that ICF International actually was conducting the survey, and it was also the first year that DOD decided to switch to an online methodology. So this was a web-based survey at this time. We have done, and I will refer you to the American Association of Public Opinion Researchers, we've done a couple of studies looking at mode comparisons for sensitive topics. Myself and another colleague were looking at the mode comparisons, so you can go to those papers and see. We fielded the survey between August 2011 and January 2012. We covered topics all over the place. It's about a 600-plus item survey that people respond to. It takes usually somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour to take. And you can see substance abuse, psychological health issues, including anxiety, depression, PTS symptoms. We're not trying to diagnose at this point. Suicidal ideation, anger issues, several aspects of along those and hot topics within the military. Positive behaviors, fitness, exercise, nutrition, general health, sexual health, physical abuse. You can read the rest. And there's several more, including I think somebody was talking about sleep earlier. And so, yes, we actually do ask questions on sleep and how much they get as usual. And the data set is publicly available, so I can talk to you afterward if you're interested in being able to get that and run data. The sample design, it is a random sample that we pull from the different services. We do a stratification by service, gender, and pay grade for DOD, and instead of service, we do work setting, ashore, afloat, and air for Coast Guard. And you can see the numbers in terms of the population size and what our response rates were. Different services had different response rates, and Coast Guard was by far one of the best. The reason that these are broken out is because for Coast Guard actually falls under the Department of Homeland Security, so unless we're in time of war in which they get rolled into the Navy. The measures that we're looking at specifically in this study were binge drinking. So for men and women, this is, for men it's 5 drinks or more on any one occasion, and for women it's 4 drinks or more on any one occasion. Daily smokers, we're basing on the NHIS definitions of, you know, one or more cigarettes in any day on an average. Prescription drugs, we're looking at 4 different types of drugs: stimulants, pain relievers, sedatives, and anabolic steroids. And so, as you see, just to kind of give you some sense of the data, pain relievers were actually used very regularly by most people in the last 30 days. And anabolics, I'm not going to be able to say that right. Steroids were actually used the least amount, and about 1 or 2% of the sample were using those at any point in time in the last 30 days. PTS, what we were measuring was symptoms, so I've listed the 4 symptoms that you can see, and suicide ideation and attempts, 2 items we were really looking at, suicide ideation first and attempts second. So those were the 2 items that we combined into a single measure for this. The analytical approach here, we really were looking at, we wanted to see likelihood ratios and more risk to be a risk of suicide ideation or attempt. And so we dichotomized that variable. You'll also see how we combined the other variables in a minute. Our covariates were service, pay grade, education, and marital status. We pulled these out so because these were actually weighting. You'll see that when we did the logistic regression, we did not weight the logistic regression because we included the variables that would have been in the weight in the as covariates. The analyses were conducted separately for males and females so that we could look at them specifically per gender. To kind of give you a sense of what these data looked like up front, 6% of females reported some form of PTS, while fewer males, and females reported more often, more frequently, that they felt had ideations or attempts of suicide in the last year. And both of those are significant. Again, we dichotomized PTS, and we looked at low PTS versus high PTS. And you can see for males and females, very different in regards to suicide ideation. So there's a significant relationship between PTS that we found and suicide ideation and attempts. So what we chose to focus on when we began to look at the including substance abuse is we really just wanted to look at those who identified as high PTS. And so I just wanted to kind of give you some background on where we were. Again, this is PTS symptoms, not diagnosis. These are sample demographics. Part of the reason I want to give you the total sample, but in the red is the actual PTS sample. So you can see there are some differences in terms of really who was experiencing PTS, and you'll notice those in the slides ahead. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on these slides so that we get to the more interesting data, but you can see these are broken out by service and male and female. This is pay grade. Again, here we actually listed them as enlisted or officer. In the actual data set, they're broken out into 5 pay grades. We have a significant proportion of the population that is white. And you can see that even then, in the PTS only, we are very similar to that. And education, we seem to be a little higher in the PTS samples. So PTS and combat exposure were highly correlated. However, that didn't mean it was a one-to-one. So you can obviously see that many people who were coming home who had PTS symptoms or identified that way actually had been in a high combat exposure, which usually meant that they had been in a situation where there had been an IED explosion, had been near somebody getting shot, had been around dead bodies, and there were about 6 or 7 additional items that they could have marked. This shows substance abuse by gender for people with PTS symptoms, and you're looking at males and females. You see there's specific differences between binge only, smoke only, prescription drug only. Again, you can look at the males and females. Males are generally are more binge, smoking, binge and smoking, and binge smoking and drug use, whereas women you begin to see more in regards to prescription drug only, binge and prescription drugs. But for smoking and prescription drugs, we don't really see a difference in the use patterns. As we begin to, so we wanted to pull out the specific covariates that actually impacted this logistic regression. So as you can see, people in the Army, for females in the Army, they were less likely to be suicidal. For those in the Marine Corps, for males, they were more likely to see suicidal symptoms. I'm not going to go through every one of those, but you can kind of see where we're coming from. So putting this into a logistic regression, and one for males and one for females, what risk did we have? Which of these items increased risk for suicidality for males and for females who had PTS? So for males, we see prescription drug use only had an increased risk of 1.8 times what those without. And for those who used multiple substances, binge, smoke, and prescription drugs, we definitely saw an increased risk for them at 4 times the amount of what someone who didn't have those was. For females, some of the interesting part is we saw for smoking by itself increased the risk of suicidality for people with for females with PTS. But if you also notice below, everything where you have a co-use between prescription drugs as well as smoking binge or binge and smoking, you see an increased risk across the board. So at least 2.3, if not higher. So what are the conclusions? What do we really draw from this, and what do we see? Smoke increased risk for any single substance for suicidality for those with PTS. For females, we saw it in smoking. For prescription drugs use, we saw it in males. And again, this is not misuse. This is any type of use. This is if you've been prescribed Tylenol 3 for, you know, being able, you know, because you have an injury, you have an increased risk for suicidality. And again, for multi-substance use, we begin to see for females, again, it's prescription drug use and smoking, binge drinking, both binge drinking and smoking with prescription drug use. And for males, it's only for all 3. Now, there are some limitations to the study. It's cross-sectional. I can't tell you that because they used prescription drugs or because they smoked at some point in time, they're going to have, you know, they're going to be suicidal. That's not the case. In this regard, we don't know the time frame exactly as to when they used the prescription drugs or when they used the drugs and when they felt that suicidality. So that is a limitation of the study. We can only provide what the data is able to give us at this point. And second, it's self-report data, so we're not exactly sure. There's nothing that we have that says they were actually using prescription drugs, they were using tobacco, they were using alcohol. So they're reporting to us. There may be some reduction in reporting just for social benefit. Finally, where do we need to go? When working with primary care physicians and we're really beginning to look at our soldiers who are returning home and who have been or have experienced PTS symptoms, we need to spend a lot of time understanding what their patterns of substance use, whether they're using alcohol, smoking, tobacco, any type of prescription drug use, and whether they're using it appropriately or not. We just need to know what patterns they have so that we can make sure that we understand, and we may begin to ask questions about suicidality if they're having these insights so that we can get them additional help in the future. And so I appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. Again, as I mentioned, this is a data set that has a lot of information in it and has a lot of variables that can be mined and is available publicly. So again, I appreciate your time, and I hope you have gotten something from this. Thanks.